Okay. Saturday, November 13, 2021, 6:09 a.m. Okay, so I went to bed early and I got up really early, like about 12:30, 12:38 or so. So just kind of like I was gonna try to go back to sleep, but then I said nah, and the dog wanted to go out, so I let him out. And by that time, it's like, oh man, let me just sit around for a while and catch up on some news and catch up on some stuff that I had recorded. And but I've been out here painting for maybe about hour and a half, I think, maybe that much. Yeah, about an hour and a half. So, working on Absolutely Free. Looking better. Gotta admit that. I lightened up the foreground ground, the ground on the foreground. And it really needed that. So, we'll see how this works. I hope it works better. It was too dark. It was not holding its own. So, anyway, I was supposed to post yesterday, but I also yesterday got up really early. I got up like around 1 o'clock or so, maybe 1:30, and I was real tired. I did paint yesterday. I took a nap in the morning and then got up and went out and worked in the yard. I blew all the leaves that had blown in from all around my house. 99.9% of the leaves I blew up yesterday were not from my plants. Anyway, so the yard looks nice and clean, out front at least. In the back, I've been waiting for that oak tree to really start dumping stuff, and it hasn't really started doing that. I'm surprised. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out there. Let's see. Okay. So on the news, I had been following the Kyle Rittenhouse double murders, one assault charge trial. Well, not necessarily trial, but the whole situation. When it first came out, you listen to the news reports, and they say that some white supremacists came out and shot two people dead and wounded another. And so I just kind of kept it in the back of my mind. But then, knowing what I know about the news already, they're going to color it whatever way they want. And so especially when they start yelling white supremacist, I get a little leery about that. I was on a jury that convicted a actual white supremacist for murder. And he wasn't a total white supremacist. Supposedly he belonged to some group that was a white supremacist group. He had been in prison before and actually did kill somebody. So but that doesn't make me an expert. But so apparently they do exist. But I didn't get the feeling that it was an ideology that that had him brainwashed to thinking that everybody of color was a bad person, or was not worth personhood. I got that feeling because of the situation. Okay, I'm not going to talk about the whole situation. I don't really want to refer to a specific case, but either way, it's just, I think it's just like anything else. There's a spectrum. If you have a category of white supremacists, you got people on the one side that are extremely white supremacist, and the other people on the other end of the spectrum that are, accused of being white supremacists, but maybe they don't really like certain, I don't know. Where would you draw that line? I don't know. And everything else in between. Okay, just accused of being white supremacists, and then within that you got the people that are, yeah, okay, they don't maybe like minorities, but they tolerate them. And then in the middle somewhere you got, And I'm talking white supremacists now. I'm not talking about normal people. And then in the middle, you got somebody, oh, you know, they don't want to kill all minorities, but they do feel that that white people are more superior for whatever reason, just for the fact of being white. Anyway, you know, ideology can have a wide expanse, I think, as to and when you're talking about individuals. You know, so you could go either way. Anyway, so he was accused of being a white supremacist, and so after you watched all the raw footage that they had, you know, they were saying he was there intent on killing people. He went there with a AR-15 intent on killing people. Okay, but then you watch some of the footage and some of the testimony, and you realize, oh yeah. He was trying to avoid shooting people, but people were starting to attack him. You know, this one, the first guy he shot was definitely a crazy guy of some sort. You know, just a belligerent, out to cause mayhem that night. Period. You know, he was angry at the world, and he was gonna, anybody that looked conservative, or like a cop or whatever, he was gonna give it to them. And this kid really felt in danger of losing his life, or at least serious bodily harm. So he ended up having to kill the guy. And so after that, that kind of snowballed, and everybody else started chasing him. And so he ran. And then another guy was trying to beat his brains in with a pretty good-sized skateboard, you know. And one whack of that on the side of the head, yeah, you're going to be stunned. And then if you had another whack, you will be dead, you know. So he killed that guy. And then another guy beat him up, or actually kicked him, did a jump kick and kicked him. But nothing happened to him. Then shortly after that, another guy came up to him and had a gun in his hand and raised it towards his face, in which case the young man shot at him, but didn't kill him, and shot him, got him in the bicep of the shooting arm, and so that stopped that. And he got up and started running away and tried to get to the police and try to turn himself in, or at least look for their help in protection. Anyway, so it's another case. It's just like the Covington kid, you know. They were all ready to hang him for being a white supremacist bigot, mocking Native American, and going out of his way to mock a Native American, and it was the other way around. And he ended up suing the news organizations for big bucks, you know. And I guess he had applied to a college, and the college had accepted him or something like that. And after they found out who he was, they rejected him, you know. So that kind of blew it for him, you know. All he did was stand his ground, as I recall. And the videotape shows that. So you know, there's something wrong with journalism in this country. I don't know about other countries, but in this country for sure, they're letting their partisanship show, you know. it's mostly the talking heads, I think, and that's not necessarily journalism. They're just people that are talking heads trying to convince you that, yeah, white supremacy is a problem in the U.S. No, it's not. I've said this before. You know, I can walk down the street and without any danger of some white guy shooting me, okay? It's not a big problem. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, okay? It does happen. But those people that are willing to go that far and just shoot somebody just for being a different culture or race or something, and you know, they're far and few between. It's not an epidemic of white supremacists holding back this nation and endangering our existence. It's not. It just isn't. Show me it. I haven't seen it. I can walk out there and I cannot see it. Okay? If you want to believe it, fine. You know, free country. Anyway, so he's I guess the trial's over, and they did their closing statements, and they're gonna on Monday they're gonna tell the jury, here are what we want you to deliberate on, and here's the rules that you got to go by and have at it. And we'll see how long it takes them to deliberate and decide whether this man is guilty or not guilty. And to me, it looks like he's not. He was totally justified in protecting himself. There's no indication that because some people said he went there intent on killing people. There's no indication of that whatsoever. Just somebody's opinion that that's what happened. He was a community-minded person. He was actually that day of cleaning graffiti off some high school walls that somebody had vandalized. And again, he was out there with a first aid kit patching people up. So no, I don't get the he was there intent on killing somebody. Okay. And let's see. What else? So inflation, the earlier this year, the White House administration was saying that okay, there's inflation, but it's just temporary. It's gonna come and go real fast. Well, 3 4 months later, it's still here and getting worse. So the news reports are now that, oh yeah, it's that we definitely are in an inflationary situation. Okay, and that's usually because the country is spending more money than and printing more money. Making the money that we have actually worth less because there's more money, It doesn't increase value of things by printing money. It actually decreases value, okay, of the dollar. And so if your dollar was worth $1 3 months ago and now it's 6% less, it's now worth 94 cents, okay? And you can buy less with it. And it's the the thing about politicians, they will lie to you, okay? Unless they're under oath, and I would say unless they're under oath, if they're in Congress and say and they're under oath, if it's not their party in charge, okay, they can't not lie because that party in charge will do anything to give it to the other party. Okay, but if it's your party in charge, you could probably get away with lying to Congress. Anyway, because remember, it's not the Department of Justice, it's the Department of Just Us, the political and ruling elite. Anyway. Let's see. So we have inflation now too. Besides the problem at the border, which supposedly doesn't exist, and that there's nothing they can do about it. Besides the supply chain, that's another thing. You watch some of the raw feeds of people being interviewed, like the truckers that are supposed to. The problem is that the containers cannot get off the docks because the truckers cannot. Get them off the docks because they interviewed a bunch of truckers, and the trucker said, "Well, I come here and it takes me for all day long, literally all day long, to get a container onto his truck." Okay, so he's basically when he's working, he could only move one container a day. Okay, and so that's an inefficiency right there. And then they interviewed another guy. He says, "Well, there's less truckers because they're getting paid to stay home by the government. They're collecting unemployment because of the COVID lockdown that we had earlier this year and the year before. They said, oh, well, hey, I don't need to work. I can make just as much money just sitting here. So there's a shortage of truckers too. But and I know some of the people don't like to hear this, but this administration could actually do more because truthfully, I think if Donald Trump was in charge, I don't think we'd have that problem. Not for very long anyway. It may have arose, but he would have dealt with it, sent the right person to get the job done, and that's it, he would have got it done. Anyway. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, looking at I'm looking at, I got my panel moved that I'm painting, but right now I'm looking at the large canvas of Whiteness of the Whale. And yeah, I might introduce I did introduce another blue, but I think I might use it more than I've been using this I've been using mostly cobalt blue, but I think I will throw in a phthalo blue and use a little more of that instead. See how that works. So yeah, I'm not really done with that painting, but it's looking better. I got to admit that. There's lots of paint on there already, so I've gone through a lot of changes with it, trying different things, getting different ideas about stuff. So anyway, let me this is a good break here. Let me get back to painting, and I was listening to some classical music, but now I'm listening to jazz stuff. Let's see, Dixie Jazz Band something. Anyway. Okay, it's 8:38 a.m. Gotta go out and feed the dog, take him outside for a while, let him romp around, make the wife some breakfast. So I'm gonna quit painting for now. I think that probably will be it for the day. So let me sign off here on this audio journal, and maybe get back tomorrow. See ya.